American taxes for Israelis also, but only the American part of it, not really.
No, because I already did my Israeli part, but I have an American accountant doing my American part. I just don't know if they're actually competent enough, because I have, like, I was an OSEC tour, and then I was also employed by...
Foreign income, even more foreign income exclusion. Hashem, and we begin. We are at the sixth wide line in the Gemara and Chaf Hei Amud Beis, and we're going to be making pretty quick work of this, hopefully. We had discussed in the Mishnah that there are certain parts of the Torah and of the Navi that are read. There are certain parts that are read and translated by Meturgaman. There are certain parts that are read but not translated. Certain parts that are read, according to the Gra, everything is read. But it's a question of whether it's translated or not. So anyway, Ve'elu nikrin ve'lo metargamin, the following things are read, but they are not translated. Maisa Ruvain nikra ve'lo metargim. The story of Ruvain toppling the bed of Bilha is read, but we do not translate it because we are concerned about the covet of Ruvain. Umaisab Rab Chanina, so therefore we don't translate it, but we do read it. Umaisab Rab Chanina ben Gamliel. There was a story of Rab Chanina ben Gamliel shahalach le Kabul. He went to Kabul. I guess it's modern day Kabul too. Bahayakora Chazan Akneses, the Bal Kore was reading Vayhi Bishkon Yisrael, meaning he was on that pasuk of where it says Ruvain Vayishkav Ruvain as Bilha, right? So right when he gets to that point, Amarlo, Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel said to the Meturgaman, Al Tetargim, do not translate anymore, El Achron, rather the latter half of the pasuk, meaning skip this part.
This is for the kavod. We're concerned that Reuven's kavod is going to be denigrated in the eyes of the Jews, or the goyim who would hear the
eyes of the
targum?
Jews. The eyes of the Jews. As the Jews, that the onlooker, the average onlooker, would think that this is...
What I don't understand, though, isn't the Jew that's in the shul or whatever, isn't he going to say, well, hey, why didn't the Targum translate that?
Maybe it's better to do that than to translate it itself. Okay, good question. The Shivichu Chachamim, and the Chachamim praised him for having skipped it. Furthermore, Maisa Egel Asheni Nikra Velo Metargim, the second part of the Egel, which is when Aharon explains what happened about the Egel to Moshe. Maisa Egel Asheni Nikra Velo Metargim, it is read and it is not translated, because we're worried about the covet of Aharon in all this. Is a Maisa Egel Sheni, what is that? What part of that is? That's Min Vayomer Moshe, where Moshe says to Aaron, what happened, right? Malacha Ma'azeh, what did this nation do to you? Ad Vayar Moshe, until it says that Moshe saw that ki farua. Vayar Moshe am ki farua, who it was exposed, that the Klal Yisrael were finally exposed. Okay, anyway, I have a whole part on that, but anyway, that's not for now.
This is a very confusing study of this whole thing, because we highlight all of David HaMelech's bizyonos that he went through, and all the busha, and all the tsaros, and that adds to his greatness. But in these cases, we hide it.
What are you saying with the mice, with the eagle?
I'm saying in all these cases.
David HaMelech, we don't read it in public.
Yeah, in fact, we're going to see.
David HaMelech, we don't read in public.
We're going to see some of the cases. We're going to get to David HaMelech very soon. David HaMelech, we're going to get to very soon with David and Amnon. The Gemara is going to discuss that. So hold on to your hats for that one. Okay?
Where does it say by Faruah?
No, I was quoting you the end of the pasuk. It's not in here. Vayar Moshe Asa'am Ki Faruah.
What was that?
That they were exposed, meaning that they were spiritually exposed because of the Maisa Egel. They were an exposed nation. There's a whole vort on that. I'm not going to get into
this,
it right now.
This whole thing is very confusing to understand because it's Mefarsh in the Torah.
Yeah, it's Mefarsh in the Torah. So it's read. It's definitely read, but it's not translated.
It's read, but it's not translated. So yeah. I think we're worried.
I think the idea is that we don't hide it, everyone knows it, but you don't like just make it so public.
Don't double down on it. We're still explicitly saying it out loud in the Torah.
Yeah. Okay. It is what it is. That's what it is. Tanya, we have a brisa that says Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says La olam yehi adam zahir b'tshuvasav. A person should be very careful about how he answers questions. Shemitok Shuva Sheheshiva Aaron LaMoshe, because of the answer that Aaron gave to Moshe, that he said, as we'll see, Pakru Hama'arurim, the Apikorsim were came out. They came out in droves because of what Aaron said. Shenamar Vashlichehu Ba'ish, I threw this gold into the fire. Vayetze Ha'egel Azeh, Aaron said, the eagle came out, which sounds like the eagle has a mind of its own to come out, and that it sounds like the eagle has
a vodazar
has a vodazar qualities. So because of that, the connotation and the way he answered it, so people started saying, the eagle has mamashos, it has substance. So you got to be careful about how you answer questions.
What
any questions? Good. No, thank you. Bye.
So what did
Berach has
what? What did he really mean?
What did who mean?
What did Aaron really mean?
No, what he meant was that it came out by itself. Meaning that I guess what there's a medrash that says that there was a whole kishuf going on. There was a
living creature that came out, from my understanding.
So this doesn't seem to be negating what Aaron is saying.
They used a Kabbalistic formula, and a real, I don't know if the calf was kosher or not, but it was a real creature that killed the calf.
Really, it was a breathing
living calf. They used some type of formula. This is what I learned.
They used a formula, or they threw the gold in and this thing just kind of.
Perhaps Aaron should have said
down.
That the Kali Yisrael formed it, either using kishuf or physically formed it. But to imply that the Egel came out on its own accord sounds like the Egel has a reshus by itself.
Well,
it's a little bit.
I thought it meant that, like, Hashem made the eagle. Yeah.
It definitely doesn't mean that. It definitely does not mean that.
That would be nice. It definitely does not mean that.
There's a certain koach to Avodah Zarah. Like,
there is a koach to Avodah Zarah. Yes, there's a koach to Avodah Zarah. But I don't think anybody says that the Avodah Zarah that we carve out of stone and wood has any koach. You know, their kishuf has koach.
Chazal took away the answer off Zarah anyway. Whatever it was, it doesn't exist anymore. But when it did exist, it had a certain koach.
What do you mean? That the Avodah Zarah had a koach? Or the Ovdim had a koach? Meaning the kishuf that they did had a koach. But not that the Avodah Zarah itself. Not that the Baal that they actually... I don't think that had any koach whatsoever.
What does it mean that the Anshkenes took away the Yitzharah from them?
But meaning the people, it's vis-a-vis the people.
They had a strong desire for it. Didn't that desire give us a koach to it?
I don't think it did. I don't think it did. I mean, Lahavdil. You know, the koach, the taiva nowadays is for arayos. So, if you look at a woman, does that give her a koach? It doesn't give her a koach because you're looking at a woman.
Yeah.
It's just that's your desire. It's vis-a-vis yourself. It's not that koach is not transferred onto the woman because you have a desire for that woman.
No, but there was a spiritual power to the Avodah Zarah. There was a spiritual koach.
What does that mean? There was a spiritual koach to the Avodah Zarah. Where is there no mamashos? What does it mean to have a koach? The etzem avoda has a koach. But not that the Avodah Zarah that you are being oveid has a koach. The cheftza does not have a koach. That which you are doing to the cheftza has a koach, but that's not a din in the cheftza. It's a din in the person who's being oveid the cheftza.
So Hashem gave the kohos to the Baal of Avodah Zarah to do whatever, and they can do it. But the Avodah Zarah itself is
there's no koach. It's nothing. It's a piece of stone.
But the koach of the individual.
Yeah, koach of the individual is a thing. That's sorcery. That's a zach. That's a good zach. Petazach.
Yeah. Be careful there.
We go on. Birchas Kohanim Nikrim Velo Matargim. And interestingly, Birchas Kohanim can be read, but it cannot be translated. My time, Mishum Dechsiv Yisa. Because it says in Yisa, it says in the Pasuk Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, that Hashem will show favor to you, and people reading it are going to, either they're going to think that, oh, Hashem is a Vatron. Hashem is fine. Hashem is okay with everything that we do. He's going to show favor in his eyes, no matter what happens. So I can be a bad boy, and I can do whatever I want, and that's going. And he's going to show favor to me no matter what. Either that, or because there's another pasuk that says Hashem lo yisafanim. Hashem doesn't show favor, so people are going to have stiras. What do you mean? Here you're saying Hashem does favor, and Hashem there it says Hashem doesn't favor. So people are going to get all confused by it. And the Hamon Am can't really handle these kinds of contradictions, and so we don't translate it for the Hamon Am. Viter says the Gemara Maisa David va'Amnon. When it came to Amnon, who raped his sister Tamar, that whole story with David and Amnon lo nikrim velo matargmin. We don't read it. We don't translate it. It's not read publicly at all. V'ha amrit, I says the Gemara, v'ha amrit, Maisa Amnon v'Tamar nikra u'mitargim. I, you learned before that Maisa Amnon and Tamar is read and it is translated. Remember, we learned that earlier and we thought maybe...
Meaning that you don't make a Haftorah out of it, right?
Right.
But most of Noach, we don't make a Haftorah out of it.
Maybe even, maybe darshaned in public, meaning darshaned in a drasha.
But this whole logic seems to be denigrating the importance of the individual narrative. Like, we learn these things so we change and we can grow and we take some of these aspects out. So to remove them...
We're not removing them. Just publicly, we're not going to... Because there's a danger in public. When you're dealing with the public and the Amei Haaretz...
Because it's out of context?
Perhaps because it's out of context, but I think more because... I don't know that the regular Hamon Am, who are not regularly learning these types of things, perhaps for them it's out of context.
So we're saying that it's okay to be the gatekeeper of not the hidden Torah, but the physical words of the codified Torah that we accept as a unit. It's okay to remove access
at times. Now we're moving access. I mean, they can go to the back of the base Medrash and take out a sefer. Mm-hmm. They can learn it by themselves, but to darshan it publicly is dangerous. Is what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what to tell you. Don't lose sleep over it. Try not to. You got a baby. V'ha'amrit Maisa Amnon v'Tamar Nikro Matargim. You just said before that Maisa Amnon is read and it is translated. So what's going on? Says Gemar Lokasha Hadichsiv Amnon Ben David Hadichsiv Amnon Stama. The psukim that say Amnon ben David, that we pass over. That we skip. Why do we skip that? Because we're worried about the covet of David. So when it comes to the covet of David, we say, you know what, we're going to skip those psukim. But the psukim that have to do with Amnon and Tamar, those we will publicly translate and darshan, and there's no problem with that. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Kol ha-mikros ha-ksuvim b'Torah l'ganai, anything that is written really... negatively, any pasuk that is written very negatively in the psuk in the Torah, Korin Asa L'Shevach, we read it in praise. But what it means is we read it euphemistically, so we don't use the actual words. Kagon, for example, Yishaglena, which is a lashon of sleeping with a woman or with a partner. Instead, we say Yishkavena, to lie with. So it's a less explicit form of the word. Ba'afulim. Afulim is like a type of like a hemorrhoidal disease. So instead of saying afulim, we say batchorim, which is somehow better.
That seems like just like a general.
What?
Word.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, no, it is. It's the same hemorrhoids, and so is yishkavena and yishaglena, but it's a less explicit for some reason. Charyonim, which is the dung of doves, we say davyonim. We say that which flow from doves. So instead of saying the actual dung, we say flow, and we kind of get the point. What? Sorry, I didn't mean to offend.
Maybe this grammar lesson is lost on me a little bit.
This is the union of a lashon haki.
Not lashon haki, exactly. Lashon haki. It's exactly right. Lech olas chorehem velishto says meimishinehem. When we were taunted by Rav Sheka, who was the officer, the head officer of Nebuchadnezzar. I want to say.
What's his name? Rav Sheka?
His name is Rav Sheka. Sheka.
He gets the honorific?
Sancheriv, I'm sorry. He was the officer of Sancheriv. Anyway, he said he was taunting the Jews as having to eat eschorehem, to eat their dung. Velishto says, Meme Shinehem, and to drink the waters of their teeth, which is a reference to their urine. So instead, he said, we say lecholes soasam, which is somehow better, that which they excrete. Okay, somehow that's better.
That doesn't sound good.
Listen, I'm not writing this. I'm giving you the Cliff Notes version here. I mean, I can't do anything more. Velishtos is mimi breglehem. and to drink the waters of their legs. So somehow that is better. I don't get it. I don't know.
Well, was this a historical fact in history that Jews did this?
Yes, actually it is. It is. It is. And when we said earlier that the Jews had to eat the dung of doves, that's actually, it must be that there's some kind of nutritional value in the dung of doves as to why otherwise the pasuk would make
a major famine.
There was a major famine both in the times of Sancheirav and in the earlier pasuk, and as such they were forced to do these types of really disgusting types.
I would just kill the dove.
So the words that are
thanks for the proposition. Right? Thanks for the proposition, but it's
yeah.
So bad.
Cash
the yes, I'm what? Sorry, guys.
I have to written pour him a quite satisfied.
Like where did this come from? I don't know. Let's ask lots of questions. We need to
go. I think I'll pass.
They're written, but we have a different
Yishka Galena, which is Devarim. I never noticed that.
It's a Kriyan Ksiv. Look in the pasuk. It's a Kriyan Ksiv. It's there. It's in black on white. Anyway, says the Gemara, Lamach Raos, which is a reference to the. To the tuchus, basically. There's lamotzaos, we say the excretions.
Lamachros equals tuchus?
Lamachros is like, yeah, I mean, it's basically, yeah. That which comes from the, that which flows from the tuches.
I think the salt shear shouldn't be given to
tuchus. I apologize.
I don't know if you should
I got some stuff to go through. I'm sorry, it only gets worse, guys.
I like how you think this is public.
It only gets worse. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcho Amer, no. When we talk about Lamachros Kishman, we actually read that straight out. Why? Because that's actually talking about the Tochis of the Avodah Zarah. So for that, we are happy to say that one.
Make fun
so
of it.
That one, you can put it on the board. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Kol Leitzanusa Asira. Any Leitzanus is Asir. So basically, the entire 8:25 to 9:15 hour is essentially Asir.
Fully puzzled.
I don't know what excuse we have to be learning Bichlal anymore.
No, you have a heter.
I don't know what.
You do to keep us away.
This is fine. There you go. It's a Harasha, right? It's a Harasha. I don't know what my excuse is. I might go down. Rav Nachman's gonna. I think after 1:20, Rav Nachman's gonna approach me. But anyway, I do what I can. Bar milait sunusa davodas kachavim. The late sunus of avodas kachavim is mutter. Disharia. That is mutter. Dichsev. Kara bal. Karas nevo. The bal and the nevo, which were two types of avodas zaras, kneel down, which is a reference to the fact that they were not able to hold their bladder.
Yeah.
Okay, so they had to crouch down and they just let go.
That was the Avodah Zarah itself.
I don't think that was the Avodah Zarah.
It's
not talking about us. It's talking about the fact that they have no abilities. We're trying to say that they have no abilities and they just kind of they crouch on that. They just kind of look up. Okay. I think that's what it's saying. Anyway, Uksiv, come in. I don't know.
Uksiv. It's really
is, Baal, is it Baal Peor or a different
yeah,
Baal?
Yeah, same Baal. Yeah. It's a Baal. It's a Baal. It's a Baal. It's a Baal. It's
David,
a.
The Baal Peor is Bet Ayin Lamed.
Baal Peor. Yeah, this is Baal. This is just a
Avodah Zarah.
No pun intended, no.
Oh, Baal. Okay, got it. I'm never going to look at that gas station the same way. Thank you very much.
I mean, it's a gas station. I'm not sure if you're supposed to hold it in such high importance.
No. They would. I don't think so. No.
But what does that mean?
It's a denigration. It's making fun of them, basically. It's saying that they're nothing. There's no substance to them. It's a mushel, basically. Uksiv, karsu karu yachdav, they crouched down together. Lo yachlu malet masa, they were not able to carry their burden. The hameven yavin. Okay? Rav Yanai amar mehacha. Rav Yanai says, I'll prove it to you that we can, leitzanos av avodas kachavim is mutter, from the following phrase, following pasuk. I don't know exactly how to translate this. Le'eglos beis on, for the calves of Beis On, Yaguru Shachain Shomron. They are, I don't know, can somebody translate this for me?
Yaguru is fear.
Yaguru, they fear Shachain Shomron, those who live in the Shomron. Ki Avala love Amo, because its nation is in Avelus over it, these Agalos, these Avodah Zaros. Uchmarav, a love, the Kmarav are the priests who normally alav yagilu. They normally rejoice over them. Al kibodo. They are instead sad about its kavod. Kigalami menu, because it has been revealed. Its kavod has been revealed. Al tikri kvodo el kvedo. Don't read it as kvodo, that its honor has been revealed, but rather its kvedo, its burden has been revealed, meaning that it has let it go, basically. No, not the same let it go. This is not an Elsa situation. Amr Rav Huna bar Manoach mishvim de Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ika. Sharilei lebar Yisrael lemeimer lei leovod kachavim. The Ebar Yisrael, a Ben Yisrael, can say the following to an Ovid Kachavim. I would not say this if the Gemara didn't say this, but I'm going to say it because the Gemara says it. Shakli la'avodas Kachavim va'anche b'shin tov shelo. Take your Avodas Kachavim and stick it up his tuchus. So there it is.
It's a quote. Don't worry.
It's a quote.
This is the source of that clown.
Yeah, Hashem said it. It wasn't me. It was Hashem, man.
Which means the buttocks.
What are you saying?
Rashi explains that shin tough is a reference to the buttocks. He thinks that is hysterical. That is, he's going to keep pumping night. What? There it is.
There's a place and time for everything.
I guess there is. Can you imagine nowadays saying to a non-Jew, take your idolatry and stick it up your tuchus?
I don't know. I remember people telling me I killed their Lord and Savior, so I don't know if it's so much different.
I don't know.
Why did you nail him to
a tree?
It's like maybe he shouldn't have been there.
At any rate...
There were people via the teachings of Rav Noach Tzatzal, that used to leave missionaries naked at the Kotel. Literally, naked at the...
Hand out the propaganda on campus, right? Because it was a student group.
Yeah.
So I went to the two times, they were handing a video cassette, this was like 25 years ago, whatever. And I would say, I want one in Arabic, I want one in French, I want one... I had a whole collection of them.
So if you come across somebody trying to missionize you, you give you a wallet, you give you a watch, you give you shoes, you can literally leave them naked. It's a mitzvah gadola.
Something you have to give it to them.
My friend in yeshiva.
Like, the most expensive thing I could see there, and I just took it. And they said, "You know, this is in Arabic." And I said, "I don't care, I want it."
My friend in yeshiva got a missionary's boombox, a big radio. It says right here, you have to give it to me. So he got this like gigantic boombox.
Wasted money.
Comes back to the dorm.
I didn't know their incompetence was like a hetero for quasi theft. And I'm glad that everybody was walking around with one to think. Are we still doing this? Are we still doing this?
Sticking it up the tuchus.
I was sticking it up somebody's tuchus, and all of a sudden, you guys are taking other people's idolatries. All right, Amar Ravashi, Hai Mandesani Shomani, somebody who has a foul name. All right, Bernie Madoff. Sharile Livzuye Begimel Vashin. You are allowed to disgrace him by calling him a Gimel Shin. What is a Gimel Shin? Rashi says Gimel is a reference to a Bar Girsa, Zona. His wife is that his mother is Zona. He comes from a Zona. And the Shin is Sar Yashem, that he has Shem Musrach. He has a very foul name. So you can basically, somebody who has a very, very bad, evil name, right, who is known publicly as being very evil, Madoff, Holmes, the like.
Holmes?
Elizabeth Holmes.
Larry Holmes?
Elizabeth Holmes.
Elizabeth Holmes?
No, I never heard of Elizabeth Holmes. Yeah, look it up. You never heard of Elizabeth?
Who?
Never heard?
Who?
Fascinating. Elizabeth Holmes. You never heard of Elizabeth Holmes. Okay, look it up. It's one of the most fascinating cases I've ever
not
read.
Not related to Sherlock.
Not related at all. It's a totally fascinating case.
Anyway. It's related to the homeboy?
No. Anyway, we go on. It says the Gemara concludes on a more positive note. Hai man de shapir shumane, a person who has a very good name. Shari lush buche. It is mutter to praise that person. Uman de shavche, and he who praises him, yanuchulo brachos al rosho. Brachos will be cast on his head. And with that, Hadron lachakoris amegillah omeid. Hadron lachakoris amegillah omeid. And that is that paragraph.
I think when we finish in the second, we give over the Siyam. I think we should give over this tomorrow.
What?
I think when we have a Siyam on this perspective.
Really bad note there.
No. There was nothing bad about it. It was a fantastic, shoving it up his tuchus.
When we complete the Masechta and have a Siyum, can we give over this Gemara?
Is this thing
the Golem? Oh, right. Yeah. Yes.
This is going to be on the internet for easily minutes.
And I want Romulinowitz there. I want the whole there.
It is very important to note that in the Yerushalmi, the third parak is the fourth parak, and the fourth parak is the third parak, which means that at the very end of this, we should be doing a hadron on the shoving it up the tuchus. If anybody wants to say that hadron, I will have no problem giving it
up. What's the logic between the mixing of the parakes, the prakin? Is there any...
I don't know why.
You want the end of the Masechta to be the Tuchus.
Isn't it also switched in the Mishnayos?
Isn't
it also switched
no?
in the Mishnayos?
You're really
the
end like pushing the Masechta.
I don't know why this happened like this. I don't know what the story behind it is.
When it would be usher to even continue this year.
You have a project to do on your flight.
I have a project to do on my flight. I will not be doing this project. I might be doing other projects on my flight.
So how much longer do you think we'll elaborate on the Tuchus issue?
I think we're going to go weiter, actually. I think the idea is to get to the bottom of Chaf Vav Amud Aleph today, so we go weiter. B'nei Ha'ir Shemachu Rechov Shal'ir. We are entirely off of Megillah now, and we're going to be discussing different halachos as they pertain to the Kedusha of Beis Knesset and Beis Medrash. So the Mishnah continues, if the people of the city sell the street of the city, because the streets of the city had Kedusha, according to this Tana, it had Kedusha, we're going to see why in the Gemara, but if they sell the street of the city, lochem bedamam Beis HaKnesset, with that money they can buy Beis HaKnesset, which is more Kedusha. Beis HaKnesset, if they sell the shul, lochem teva, they can buy an Aron Kodesh, which has even greater Kedusha. Teva lochem mitpachos. If they sell the teva, they can buy mitpachos, which are used to wrap the Sefer Torah, a little bit more kedusha. Mitpachos yichud svarim. Mitpachos, they can. If they sell mitpachos, they can buy sifrei. They can buy chumash, a chumashim with it. Svarim lochem Torah. If they buy, if they sell svarim, they can buy a Torah, a Sefer Torah with it. So that is the hierarchy of kedusha.
So you can go up in the Kedusha, but you can't go down.
Aval, imachru Torah leichu svarim. Svarim leichu, mitpachas, mitpachas leichu, teva, teva lo yichu, beis haknesses leichu, es arachov. You cannot go the opposite way around. You cannot go down in Kedusha because malim bekodesh lo moridin. This is where it comes from. You cannot be morade in Kedusha, yorade in Kedusha. You have to increase in Kedusha, not decrease in Kedusha. V'chein b'mosrein, and so too with their extras. That is to say, if I sell a chumash, and I sell chumashim for $1,000, and I buy a sefer Torah for $800, the remaining $200 I might think can now be spent on something with lesser kedusha because I've already purchased that greater kedusha item.
But it's like hegdish of Torah.
Yes, it is hegdish. That's the best way of saying it. It has become a hegdish of kedusha. Of that greater Kedusha, and therefore you cannot take even the extra money, the Odef, you cannot take the change and put it into something of lesser Kedusha. You are bound to the higher Kedusha. That's the din in the Gemara, and that's the din in the Mishnah, and the Gemara will expound on that a little bit later, on Thursday. B'nei Ha'ir Shemachu Rechov Shal'ir. The Gemara elaborates, if the people of the city sell the city street, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Menach, Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi Stumasa. Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi, who I think was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir, he wrote a lot of Stam Mishnayos. This particular, according to Rabba Bar Bar Chana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah written by Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi. Aval Chachamim Amrim, but the Chachamim disagree with him. And they say, HaRechov Ein Bo Kedusha. Hemam Mishum Kedusha. Rechov has no Kedusha. Rav Menachem, so they say no Kedusha at all. Therefore, there's no Kedusha to it whatsoever. You don't even discuss selling a street. If you sell a street, you can buy anything you want with that street. You don't have to go up in Kedusha because there is no Kedusha Bechlal in a street.
I thought the Stam Mishnah is from Rabbi Meir himself.
Rabbi Meir's Talmidim. As it is Gemara in Beis Amud Aleph. There's a Rashi in Beis Amud Aleph that discusses the Stam Mishnayos. And there, I believe it says, Harbestam Mishla Sasam Rebbe, Shehin Divir Rebbe Yakiva. Okay? Yesh Meforshim Stimasal Kolostum and Tamidav Hayu. They were the Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemia, Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, Vekulu Stimasoya Libad Rabbi Akiva. Interesting. 1 second. Ach Kasha Beinai Lefarish Ken Shematzinim Bekamim Komos B'Shem Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi Stimasoy. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi. That's this guy. Rabbi Nachar Bar Yossi Stimasoy. Don't worry about it. Anyway,
I was saying that I thought that the Stam Mishnah is for Rabbi Meir, but here it seems to be saying
Rashi
that
Rashi takes
the,
issue with this. I ain't yeah. Sham.
It's
Rashi
it's
takes Talmidim, issue
with it's this. It's possible the Talmidim of Rabbi Meir, but it doesn't seem like the Rashi on the paper.
So, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. The Stam Mishnah in general, yeah. Or this particular Stam
in general?
Stam Mishnah is or Stam Mishnah is or Rabbi Meir, but Rashi says it's not true because there's a bunch of different Tanoim, and he quotes Rabbi Nachar Bar Yossi over here Lekamon, Beperek B'nei Ha'ir, this Gemara. Yashikayach. It's that Rashi over there if you want to see. Anyway, that's what Rabbi Nachman holds. That's what the Chacham holds. I, says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi, my taima. What's his reasoning? That it does have a Kedusha. He says, Hol v'ha'am mispalim bo b'taniyos b'ma'amados. Since the Am do go out there and they do daven on the streets there on occasion, therefore it has an aspect of Kedusha. The Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon say? Why do they hold that there is no Kedusha whatsoever? Hahu akray ba'alma. Says the Gemara, that is only occasional. And since it is only occasional, there is no Kedusha to it whatsoever. Asher karcha baderech is a lashon of arai, temporary. A temporary, so that which is temporary has no Kedusha. It's a lashon tumah v'keri, as Rashi says.
This can't apply to Eretz Yisrael.
What?
This can't apply to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a makom Kedusha. Even the most tumified errors of Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha to it. I mean, maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if you're right. I don't think you're right about that, because there is a Gemara that we're going to learn.
I've been wrong twice soon. In my life.
Ah, so this is number three. So, anyway.
I'll call your wife.
Says, I don't think it's true. There's a different that's a different, that's like Kedusha in the sense that we're talking about. I mean, there's Kedusha to everything in Eretz Yisrael. Every rock, it's Kedusha.
Call Dalai Lama's
right.
It's a mitzvah.
Yes, and a chanami. So it's not the same type of Kedusha. I don't know exactly how to... it doesn't have a kedusha saguf, so to speak. It has a kedusha, a spiritual kedusha. It doesn't have a kedusha saguf. All right, it has to be understood exactly what that means.
Could be.
Anyway, could be. I don't know. Says the Gemara, basic nesses lo kenteva. If you sell a shul, then you may purchase from it a teva in Aron Kodesh. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Amar Rav Yonasan. Lo shanu.
Buy another shul.
What?
You couldn't buy another shul that has equal kedusha.
The Gemara is going to discuss that.
You have to go up.
The Gemara discusses that on Chav Zayin Amad Aleph.
You can buy a church, though.
Okay. The Gemara discusses that on Chav Zayin Amad. That's next Monday Shir. Whether you can go exactly across, you have to go. You have to go up, and you can't go down. Can you go across?
Laterally.
The Gemara's what? Laterally. The Gemara is going to ask that. Good question. Lo shanu ela beisakneset shel kfarim. When do we sell? When do we say that you can sell a shul at all? That's only if it belongs to the villagers, because it belongs to the individuals. Aval beisakneset shel krachim. But a beisakneset of a larger city, kiven de mealma asule. Since they come from everywhere, one interpretation of that in Tosfos is that many people are davening from there. Many, many, many people are davening there. Therefore, it is owned by the public. Another interpretation Tosa says is that since it is funded by the masses, it's funded by the public, lo matzu mezavni le, therefore you can't sell it. So the only thing you can really sell is that which belongs to the small villagers, the havale derabim, that which belongs to the major public cannot be sold. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Hai Bekanishta de Mesa Maxia, the shul in Mesa Maxia, which is my city, Afagav de Miyama Asula, even though many people dive in there or many people fund it, Kevin da Daita Didika Asu, since they are coming on my das, meaning they're coming as, you know, it is known as the Ravashi shul. You know, some shuls are known by Beis Tefila, some shuls are known as the Gra, and some people are known as the Rav Milanowitz shul and the Rav Kornfeld shul.
People so, say, I dive by Rav Haber.
There you go, by Rav Haber, exactly. It's not Kahala Das Yishurin. So anyway, since they're coming from me, Iba'ina Mizavni Nala, says Ravashi, I would be able to sell it, even though it qualifies as a shul that belongs to the masses. Since people attribute the shul to me, I have the right to sell it without any permission necessary. Anyway, says Gemara Meisvei, I will bring you a kasha. You want to tell me that the shul, that a public shul cannot be sold, I will bring you a kasha. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Maisa Beis HaKnesses Shel Torsiyim. There was a story of the Beis HaKnesses of Torsiyim. The Torsiyim were, they were some kind of coppersmiths. Shehayu B'Yerushalayim Shemachru Al Rabbi Eliezer. They sold it to Rabbi Eliezer. He did everything that he wanted to with it. So we see Rabbi Eliezer had no problem buying such a shul, even though it was in Yerushalayim. It belonged to a large city.
Not exactly Haskama for Balabat shul.
So how can he sell it? How can he buy it? So says the Gemara, no. So says the Gemara, Hasam de Krachim Hava. Right? That belonged to the large city. It was Yerushalayim. So says the Gemara, no. Hahibe Kanishta Zutta Hava. It was a very small shul. The Inhu Avduha, and they, the Tursiim, the coppersmiths, they made it themselves. So in other words, it is really a very small shul, even though it was in a large city. It wasn't the type of shul that was Me'alma Asule. It wasn't like it was a shul for the public. It was a shtiebel. It was a little shtiebel.
Somebody's basement.
Like in Sfa.
Family shul. Exactly. Tzva, that type of thing. Very small.
Got a couple of moksanim together.
Yeah, exactly. Meisvei says the Gemara asked you a different kasha. Bebeis Eretz Achuzaschem. The Torah says that Hashem says, I'm going to bring Negoim, I'm going to bring Negatzaras, Bebeis Eretz Achuzaschem, in a house of the land that belongs to you, that is your Achuza, is your property. If it belongs to you, if it's your property, I will bring Negoim onto it. Achuzaschem mitame ben Negoim. The drasha being, that which is your property, belongs to you individually, that can be Metamim ben Egoim. Ve'en Yushalayim Metamim ben Egoim. But Yushalayim, which is a large city, which has its own Kedusha, that cannot be Metamim ben Egoim, because it is not Achuzaschem. Yushalayim is not in Achuza. Yushalayim is not Nischal Kalashvatim, as we will see in the Gemara. Therefore, it's not a possession. Yushalayim is Hashem's possession. Therefore, Yushalayim does not get any Negoim. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says on that, Ani lo shamati el makom mikdash bilvad. I only learned that what? That the Negoim are going to come, that the Negoim cannot come on a makom mikdash. But on the makom mikdash, which is, I guess, the harabayis and everything in there. But, with shuls and bati medrashes, mitamen. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it can become tame. Amai. Why can the shuls become tamei? Had the krachin havu? It belongs to the large city. The assumption of the Gemara is that if the shuls can become tamei with negoyim, then it has an achuza, it has a possession, and if it has a possession, then as well it can also be sold. So how can you tell me that the shuls that belong to the large cities cannot be sold, when here it seems like there is an achuza, there is a possession that it has, and therefore it can be sold? Lechora. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara teaches Rabbi Yehuda, says he didn't mean to say Ela Mikdash Bilvad. Ema Am Rabbi Yehuda Anilo Shamati Ela Makom Mikudash Bilvad. What cannot be Metame Benegoyim? A Makom Mikudash. Not the Makom Mikdash, but any Makom which is Mikudash, which is holy, that Makom cannot become Tame. And so too, by extension, that makom can also not be sold. And therefore we see that the shuls cannot be sold.
What does it mean it can't become tummy? What are we talking about?
Talking about negoyim. Tzaras. The tum of tzaras.
Tum of tzaras.
Right? The Torah says, I'm going to venasati nega tzaras bebeis eretz achuzaschem. I'm going to bring tzaras in the houses of your possession. So the question is, what is considered your possession? Rabbi Yehuda says, only makom mikdash. Ah, then a shul can get tzaras, and by because it's an achuza, because it's a property, and by extension, it can be sold. So the Gemara says, no, I didn't mean to say makom mikdash. He meant to say makom mikudash, meaning any holy place. And so therefore, the shuls of Yerushalayim, which are considered holy places, those would not be able to get tzaras, and by extension, would not be able to be sold. And that is therefore how we touch it. But my kamiflagi, what is its machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda about what can get negoyim? So Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama says, Lo nischalki Yerushalayim l'shvatim, that the Yerushalayim was not divided up amongst the Shvatim. Therefore, Yerushalayim in total cannot get An achuza. It's not an achuza.
That's not true, though. I thought because the whole thing with Yosef and Benyamin.
Very good. The Gemara is going to bring that up. Excellent.
I thought Yerushalayim was in Sheva Yehuda.
Very good. And Benyamin. That's the Gemara's.
It's in both?
Yeah. We're going to see it. And there's just a few lines. Okay? The Maika Miflagi. Tanakama Savalon Itzhak Yerushalayim Meshvatim. Tanakama says the Yerushalayim was not divided up in Shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda Savalon Itzhak Yerushalayim Meshvatim. Yerushalayim says no, it was divided up by Shvatim. Ubeplutza dahani tanai, and that follows the following machlokes tanaim. Desanya, one brisa says the following, that it was divided up. And how do we see that? Mahaya b'chelko shel Yehuda, har habayis, halishkos, ha'azaros. What was in the chelik of Yehuda? I'll tell you, har habayis, which is the entire eastern part of the har habayis, all the way up to and through the Ezra's Nashim, Ezra's Yisrael, and Ezra's Kohanim. Halishkos v'ha'azaros. U'mahaya b'chelko shel Binyamin. And what did Binyamin have? He had, later on, you skip about 50 Yamos, and he has the Ulam, which leads up to the Yehechal. The Heichal u'beis kodshei HaKadoshim. That was Binyamin's section. And there's a block in between the Ezra's Kohanim and the Ulam, which is, you have a little thing over here. Very good. So this is where Yehuda officially ends. Yehuda officially ends here. This is very good.
It ends on the ramp, but not in the Mizbeach.
It ends right here. Right? It ends right here. Right at the eastern edge of the Yesod, of the base of the Mizbeach. Mm-hmm. Okay? And this is where Binyamin really picks up. Even though it says that Binyamin only gets from the Ulam and on, he really gets all of this. The question, however, is, says the Gemara.
Oh, interesting. But they say that Yosef is a Mizbeach, but then...
What?
This is saying that Yosef is a Mizbeach, yeah?
Not Yosef, Binyamin.
No, what's this say?
Where are you? Yosef. That's the base.
Okay.
That's the base of the Mizbeach.
That's easier.
But says the Gemara, Uretzua haisa Yosef michelko shel Yehuda v'nechneses michelko shel Binyamin. Ubam Mizbeach banoi. There is a strip, if you can see right over here, there's a strip right over here that should belong to Binyamin. It should be in the chelik of Binyamin.
Mm-hmm.
But this small strip is actually given over to Yehuda, and in it, the eastern base of the Mizbeach is there. The Hayah Binyamin HaTzadik Mitzdar Aleha B'chol Yom Levola. Binyamin HaTzadik was constantly aggrieved. He was constantly distressed because of having lost this small strip. Very small strip, he's still so distressed. Shenemar chofef alav kol hayom. He's distressed about it all day long. Chofef is, lashon chafifa, is to wash, to scratch. He was like so troubled, so irritated by the fact that he loses this little ritzua, that it was so valuable to him. The makom mikdash was so valuable to Binyamin that even the small ritzua, he couldn't give up. Lefikach zocha Binyamin v'nase u'shbizach l'shchina. Therefore, Binyamin was zocha to become the host of the Shechina, and therefore he got the Kodesh Kodashim and all that. And from there we see that Yerushalayim is certainly split up. It's split up amongst Yehuda and Binyamin, and the rest of Yerushalayim is also split up. So according to this Tana, it clearly is split up. But Vahai Tana, the following Tana Savar, lo nitzhak Yerushalayim l'shvatim. It is not split up. Desanya, ein maskirin batim b'Yerushalayim. There's a brisa that says we are not allowed to rent out houses in Yerushalayim. You cannot rent out a house in Yerushalayim because it doesn't belong to you. It is not nishalka. It is not divided up. Just because you have the deed, it doesn't make it yours. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, Aymer, af lo mitos. You can't even rent out your bed for the night.
That's not how you couldn't buy a house in Jerusalem.
You can buy a house, but it's not yours, halachically yours.
Who do you buy?
You don't own the land anyway.
You
don't own the land.
Yerushalayim itself, the land of the Karak of Yerushalayim, is lo nishalka. Meaning you can have a deed on it, but ultimately, with times of the Beis Hamikdash, everything's going to go to the pot. According to this brisa, everything's going to be thrown back into the giant pot. Nobody's going to own anything.
It's like a caduceus sinkhole. You put your money in there and it kind of floats in there.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. According to this Tana, it appears that a person cannot actually purchase a house, right? Whether he can... whether he can do it al tanai, that he's
only. Can't even rent.
You can't. You're not allowed to rent out any parts of your house. You have no rights to. You have no rights to rent it out.
So, but we're saying it goes both ways. You don't have the right to rent it out, and somebody doesn't have the right to rent it from you.
Correct.
Like
right.
Ribbons?
You have to give them the right to sleep. If somebody knocks on your door and says, "Can I sleep here for the night?" You have to say yes, because it's not yours, according to this Tana. Okay. Aflomitos. Reb Shimon says, Aflomitos, even beds you cannot rent out. The fikach orus kodshim bali ushpiz and nopal no slum bizroa. Therefore, when it comes to the korbanos that you bring, the skins of the kodshim, the people who own these houses, who were giving up these houses for people who were ole regel to sleep in, they would take the skins by force, because they would say, because of the fact that I'm giving you this bed to use, and I'm not taking any money for it because I understand that it's not the tzchak l'shvatim, but it is a big inconvenience for me, therefore he can forcefully take the oros, and there's no problem of doing that.
Weren't they for the Kohanim?
What?
But these weren't the ones that were given to the Kohanim?
No. The Kohanim are not given the skins. The Kohanim are given the meat. The skins the Bailim can take. Kodshim Kalim. The Bailim can take. Amar Abaye Shmamina. Abaye says, based on this, Orach Ara, it is traditional, it is customary, it is the proper thing. L'mishpak inesh gulfa u'mashcha bu'ushpize. A person should leave over a jar, a earthenware jar, or a piece of skin of the behemoth that he shechted for his host. Because he is not going to be giving anything to his host, he should at least bring him flowers and a bottle of soda. We will stop here.
Has anybody ever had like a
bottle of soda
a dead animal, and that part brought to their house is like a thank you so much.